Vase of Concord. Fourth episode.
Please keep the line and pay attention to the excavations. The Etruscans go on dialoguing with us from their distant past. They give us new testimonies about their times every day. And speaking of past and present, let's go back to the legend of the Vase of Concord. They say the princess was kidnapped and the boy was left on his own. Just imagine how frightened he was. How would you feel being on your own, 2,400 years away from your world, without knowing how to get away, where to go, how to interact with people? But, obviously, since the legend does not end here, the boy kept his temper. He had to find Princess Velia, and he could only count on his dog. By now we know her, Chimera, called Kimmy.
Velia! It can't be. She's been kidnapped. And what about us, Kimmy? Who knows where she's being taken to? We don't even know exactly where we are. I have to keep calm, but I'm terrified. Why didn't I go on a holiday in the mountains? By now I would be at the shelter eating polenta with flap mushrooms. But no, I had to go to Etruria. Damn! Oh, calm down. Take a deep breath. Try and think. We're lucky the donkey and the horse are still here. And this, what is it? It looks like a piece of cloth. It came off from Velia's cloak. Maybe... Kimmy, I know you're not exactly a hound. You usually go from the couch to the park, but could you at least try? You're a dog, after all. Come on, sniff this cloth and take me to her, to Velia. Do you understand, Kimmy? It's important. We have to find her. That way? Really? Good girl! The Etruscan white hair is clearly a walk into your nose. Let's go get the princess back.
Easier said than done, you think? But never underestimate the power of despair. Moreover, back then, carts didn't speed up at 100 per hour. The roads were impervious and full of unexpected events. But on a muddy bottom, wheel prints are clearly visible. The boy may have followed the car track. The legend says he reached a big city, at least by the standards of the time. Thanks to its position on a hill overlooking the valley, it was one of the most important cities of Etruscan Dodecapolis. It was very beautiful, surrounded by mighty walls, and in fact it still is. It's where we stand right now. Today it is called Cortona. At that time it was called Cortun.
Kimmy, can you see the cart? It's in front of that building. Velia must be held prisoner in there. But how do we get in undetected? Perhaps we could blend in with those servants going up and down carry amphorae full of wine and oil.
Raoul?
Who? Mr. Soothsayer, Parks!
I thought I suggested you kept together, you and Princess Velia.
Yes, here, well, do you want the truth? The princess was kidnapped. In fact, if you could help me, I'm sure they're holding her in that very house.
That's a serious accusation. What makes you think she was kidnapped?
How would you describe being bound like a salami and being dragged away on a cart? There's no need to look in someone's liver to understand it.
You, coming from the lands beyond the hills, have no idea of how to address authorities. However, if I could study your dog's bowels, I might show you how to solve your problem.
Sorry, but Kimmy is untouchable. Not even to save the princess.
In that case, I have to say goodbye, foreigner. I have an invitation to lunch. In that very building.
Let me come in with you, please.
Don't be silly. I could never show up with some kind of savage.
You must help me save Velia. You know well that Marcia is on her trail.
The princess? is well liked by the gods. Ozil's golden beam and Tyr's silver beam protect her.
The sun and the moon.
I don't know why, but I feel you share the same destiny. If Princess Velia is in danger for real, and you want to help her, you have to take advantage of the gifts granted by the gods.
What gifts? Couldn't you be a bit less mysterious? I understand that you're a horsepeck and must give complicated directions, but I don't quite follow you.
Do you possess the gift of dance? Of music? Any capacity at all?
I play the bass, but here I'm a bit lacking at the moment.
Bards are well liked at official lunches.
Good for them.
But cheer banquets and symposia with their songs.
Bards? Yes, those who sing. I mean, you mean that I...
I mean nothing. Following the god's will is up to you. And maybe ask that group of musicians for a zither.
Kimi, I think Tarks has just given us some advice. And one I can understand, unlike all the rant about the flaming ferryman. Let's go to those musicians and hope that one of them wants a donkey at all costs.
Great, Tarks. I need your help.
Would you like some meat, princess? Some oaks? Roe deer? Some hair?
Tarks, I was kidnapped, and March is coming to take me tomorrow morning. He wants to force me to marry him.
Flatbread? Spelt soup? Cheese?
Can't you see? March wants Laris charged and himself elected Lukumo.
Pomegranate? Grape? A glass of wine?
Tarts, you were loyal to my father. Why don't you want to help me? I'm held a prisoner.
The answer lies in the music, Princess Velia. They say a very talented bard will cheer this banquet.
In the music? Mattia!
My song the banquet makes gay. A princess with me comes away. Listen, don't eat too much indeed. We're riding off at top speed. Mimi Rasna, Mimi Rasna. Cover the time span and say a truce can. Mimi Rasna. Finally use your takes his rest. That's the time that we love the best. From the window in the slide, jump to the left, jump to the right. Mi, mi, rasna. Cover the time span and say a truce can. Mi, mi, rasna.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the music.
Great!
A funny bard. Somewhat unkempt in his singing. Girl style. What do you think, princess?
Oh, Tarks, now I know you are on my side.
You know, princess, I think I glimpse something in this leg of fallow like a mildish.
In the leg? What, great Tarks?
That the man guarding your room this evening will suffer from stomachache. Some herb fell accidentally in the wine, and after a few hours, they'll suffer terrible cramps. They'll have to go away often.
Tarks, I don't know how I shall ever repay you.
Always stay with the foreigner, Princess Velia. And remember to look for the ferryman.
Admire this valuable object, the pride of the Museum of Cortona. The proof the Etruscans knew how to be extremely refined craftsmen. It's a chandelier. It's adorned by Sileni, dolphins, mermaids, and harpies, with a gorgon in its center, surrounded by little snakes. It's not sticking its tongue out of spite. It just tries to scare evil spirits off. If the legend is right, it was given to Tarks, the soothsayer, to be taken to the temple. And always according to the legend, the princess ended the banquet sitting next to the landlords, It had to be a very wealthy family, and during the night she managed to get down from the window and ride off with the boy and his dog on horseback. They went north, where the springs of our famous River Arno are.
You were great. I wasn't sure you could track me down. And that idea of singing the message.
Never underestimate an uncouth half-god.
I discovered that Marche was behind my kidnapping. I'm convinced he organized the theft of the vase in order to put Laris in the bedlight and be elected king.
Well, I think I discovered where they are bringing the vase of Concord.
Where?
We're just going there. North. It looks like the fat man who was overeating at the banquet, the master of the building where you were held, the one lying on that strange bed...
The cleaner.
Yes, okay, the cleaner. However, they say the guy is a rich merchant. I was told the vase was loaded on a cart headed towards the mountains.
I'm impressed. How did you manage to find all that out?
Do you really think I gave a donkey to the bard only for that ridiculous dress with the colored band and the zither? The guy was no legible.
However, the dress fitted you well.
Did it? Well, thanks. When I get back home, I could start my own band, the Rasna. Hold on tighter, princess. I think a big storm is coming.
At last we arrived. I couldn't stand the bad weather anymore. The gods must be really very angry. I'm soaking wet.
Here. Wrap up on my beautiful bard cloak. It's cold here on top of Mount Falterona. Let's hope we are at least in the right place.
Can you see that lake? It is a holy lake. Here, many travelers ask the gods for protection before crossing the mountain. They throw some small votive statues in.
The Lake of the Idols.
Is it known in your homeland too?
Yes, we heard something about it.
I saw a merchant throwing a little bronze idol in it. I'm sure it was one of those contained in the vase of Concord.
Then we really are in the right place.
A very cold place, however.
At least you ate at the banquet. Kimmy and I are starving.
I kept some flat bread, the one your mother cooks as well, cheese and dried fruit for you.
You're wonderful.
That's what Laris always says.
Oh. Well, yes, I go closer and pray. I want to overhear what the merchant says. Keep hidden in the trees.
Be careful.
What did the boy overhear? Something very useful for sure, as the legend tells that a merchant boasted with a colleague, claiming to have earned a lot of coins from the sale of a large Bukhara vase. Coins like those you can admire in the Archaeological Museum of Florence. The vase was bought by Xextus, another rich merchant headed to Volterra, the ancient Velatri, a famous city with its magnificent gate and imposing walls. We're just going there. If you have finished your snack, get on the bus and off we go.
So, the vase is already on its way to Velatri.
We must go there immediately. We'll get it.
Mattia, do you think we'll succeed? I am so tired.
Princess, you're not going to lose your heart, are you? Now we know a lot more.
Erasna woman never loses heart. You should know me by now.
I know you're tough. I've learned that for myself.
It's just that we always seem to be a step behind. What if we were chasing the wrong vase?
The merchant said he got the vase one morning at dawn. He had a very precise agreement with the seller. Nobody had to see them. The meeting point was in the woods of the Russo area, near Lacus Prelius, where he had to wait for signal. A barn owl call, repeated 3 times.
A barn owl call?
Yes, a barn owl.
Maybe when we were kids, Laris, March and I often played in the woods near our houses. March was very good at imitating birds. The barn owl was our secret signal. When we heard it, adults were looking for us.
That March? The commander, the one who wants to marry you?
Exactly him.
Then time is really running short. Take the horse, Velia. We ride to Velatri. Hopefully we get there before Marche.
Interpreters: Velia and Chiara, Tatiana Galdo.
Mattia, Armando Pizzuti. Guide and soothsayer, Maurizio Salvalario. Sound engineer, sound design, Simone Lampedone. Music by Luigi Seviroli. Written by Lorenza Cingoli, Martina Forti. Directed by Armando Traverso. Venture by Toscana Promozione Turistica, realized for the interregional project in Etruria, in collaboration with MediaMix Production.